This Saturday, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. We're doing a Silver Creek zombie trail run. We've done the trail run the last couple of years, but we thought, you know, let's do something just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And zombies are kind of the rage and everything, so we kind of added another element to it, and it's kind of exciting, kind of scary, because we've never done this event, but there are events that are like this throughout the country, so plagiarism is, you know, the best form of flattery.
Yeah, imitation, that's what they say, imitation. But the idea is to serve as what?
It's a fundraiser, of course, as it always is for us, Teaching Family Homes. We care for abused and neglected kids. We've got a residential style, family style group homes on our campus at the end of Silver Creek Road, which is where the run will take place. We try to get people to come to our facility all the time just to really see, wow, I can't believe this is here, because people think of it as that old prison honor camp, and they come, this is home. This is home to so many kids who just really got a bad deal in life. They did not have the environment that you and I were raised in, where we had loving parents and we had support, we had parameters. So absolutely, it's a fundraiser with a little bit of a twist.
Well, and I like this idea now, and since we're close to Halloween and everything, it kind of fits in with that. What are the details with the event?
The details really are, you can be a zombie, you can chase people, you can dress up and run and be a runner. So what happens is the runners, and it's a timed event, and they'll start off kind of in waves of 10 each, but the runners will wear flag football belts. Okay. So the focus is the zombies are trying to get your flags. When they get your flags,
oh, yeah,
you're dead. You can continue to run, but now you're a part of the Walking Dead, which puts you into a different category of the race.
I see.
You know, and some people want to dress up as a zombie, but then they want to run and don't want to be chased, you know, so it's kind of interesting.
It's trickery.
We will have zombies throughout the course, and they will be lurking in the corners of the trail, and there's a lot of blind turns on our trails, which is fun, and you just never know what's going to be around that next turn.
Well, that friend of mine that I ran into last night is a mom, and her daughter, who's about five, I believe, they're going to dress up as zombies. Now, I don't know if they're going to run.
The five-year-old?
Yeah, they're both going to dress up, and they're both going to do it. And I don't know if they're going to run or not. I don't think so. I think they're just going to be the chasers.
I know who that is. I think I talked with somebody, and they were asking about bringing their daughter and stuff. And I'm like, absolutely, because you just can't have enough zombies. If I can say anything, you know, we want to make sure, because you don't want just a half a dozen and zombies. What we want is, as people arrive on our campus, we're going to have like a roadblock. There's going to be dead bodies spewed around with an appropriate amount of blood to kind of set the stage, because, you know, people are kind of going there to have a good time, but I want them to be afraid.